We are up to page 496, Siman Shin Pei Aleph Sif Beis. Again, 496, Shin Pei Aleph Sif Beis. Yesh Bitul Rishus Nechotz Hotzer. So, Mark, anyone was new yesterday? We're doing a new thing now. We're Makatsa, the Mishnah Berurah. We're learning the Mishnah Berurah for only about 20, 25 minutes, and in the last 5-10 minutes, we'll do a minhag. Every day we'll select a new minhag and discuss the minhag like for a few minutes. Yesh bitul rishus mechatzer lechatzer. We have learned so far in the previous siman and the beginning of this siman the din of bitul rishus with regard to an individual. What was our classic example? We have a courtyard, and in the courtyard there are five people, for argument's sake. And one of the five people did not join in the Eruv. So what was the solution? This number five should be mevatel his rishus to the remaining four. And that will allow those four people to carry from their homes to the courtyard. And this person who is number five will also be allowed to carry from their homes into the courtyard. He is now a guest. He is the guest of these four other remaining people. And he can carry from their homes to the courtyard to their homes. But he may not under any condition carry from his home into the courtyard, because he relinquished his rights in the courtyard. Now we're going to discuss a new case where an entire courtyard is going to relinquish their rights to another courtyard. In other words, so we'll see a different example. Let's say, Yesh Bitul Rishus Mechotzer L'Chotzer. A whole new idea. We're expanding the scope of Bitul from an individual to a group where we learned before about group people being by one courtyard, and two people did not join in the Eruv B'Chatzeros. So we've discussed the technique where both of them can be mevatel their rishus to the remaining three residents of the courtyard. But here we're going a step further. Here we are allowing an entire courtyard to relinquish their rights in another courtyard. Now, what are the examples? So here we have a few examples in the Mechaber. Yesh bitul rishus mechatz lechatzer v'lo yishna shtei chatzeres ha-pesach b'nehem.
We have two. Where are we?
We're in Sif Beis, page 496, Sif Beis. First line of that Sif, lo yishna, makes no difference. Shtei chatzeres ha-pesach b'nehem ve'er v'kol achas li'atzma. And each one has made their own Eruv. So here is the situation. We have two courtyards next to each other. There's a door in between. And each one made their own Eruv. And each one has their own exit out of the courtyard. But we want to allow the residents of courtyard A to carry into courtyard B. The way it stands now, A can carry in A, and B can carry in B. But A may not go to B, and B may not go to A. For whatever reason, the people in courtyard A have a need to transfer objects from their courtyard to courtyard B.
Is there a space between courtyard A and B?
No, there's no space.
So they touch each other.
They touch each other, and there's a door.
They're not nested.
There's a door that opens from one to the other. That's only a door, which if they wanted originally, if they realized that there was a need, they should have ideally joined together in one large Eruv. That would have been the ideal. Before Shabbos began, they should have joined together A and B in one large area. They should collect bread from all the residents of courtyard A and courtyard B, put in one basket, all one big happy family, and they can carry freely from A to B, B to A, with an A, with an B. That's what they should do.
Yeah.
That's what they should have done. Before Shabbos began, they should have made an Eruv Chatzeres, but you have to make it's like a double Eruv Chatzeres. Because there are two courtyards, there's courtyard A and courtyard B. They're connected. They touch each other. There's a door in between. So this goes back to the very beginning of this, what we learned long before. When you have a situation of two courtyards that connect to each other with the door, you have an option. The options are, either each courtyard can make an Eruv among themselves, A can make an Eruv among themselves, and B can make an Eruv among themselves, or if they wish, A and B, if they wish, can join together in one large group Eruv. Collect bread from each resident of both courtyards and put the bread in the basket, and everyone can carry freely from one to the other. But that's not what they have done. They have chosen to make separate Eruvin. The five people in courtyard A made their own Eruv, and the five people in courtyard B have made their own Eruv. What is the result? The people in courtyard A can carry freely from their homes to the courtyard. The people in courtyard B can carry freely from their homes to the courtyard. But they're not allowed to carry from one to the other. They're completely separate. It's Shabbos. two separate eruvim.
Like two bungalow colonies.
Exactly, and they're connected. They have two bungalow colonies, they're connected to each other, there's a door in between. They could have, if they wanted, joined together, but they chose not. They chose to be separate. It's now Shabbos. Shabbos has begun. It's Friday night, Shabbos afternoon, and there is a need for someone in courtyard A to carry an object from his home or from the courtyard into courtyard B. Now they'll do that because they have not joined together in an Erev, but they're connected. It's all one, really one big Rishus HaYachid. So what is the solution? So along comes the Mechaber and tells us that what can be done is the entire courtyard B can relinquish their rights in their courtyard to courtyard A. There are five residents in courtyard B. They all have rights to walk in their courtyard. They can say to courtyard B, you know what, we give up our rights in our courtyard. We give it up to you. We are mevatel our rights to carry in this courtyard to you. So our courtyard is now your courtyard. And now people in courtyard A can carry into courtyard B. Can be the people in court. People who relinquished. No, why not? Because that goes back to the previous sinin, that when one person relinquishes his rights to a group, then that one person becomes their guest, and whatever they can do, he can do. But an individual or a group can never in halacha be a guest by someone else. One person can be a group, can be a guest by many, but a group cannot be a guest. And we discussed why not, because it's not a real type of guest. It's only a hocus pocus. It's only something which is a very great halachic leniency, and therefore it's very limited in its application. So the point we have over here is, the Mechaber spells out your question. So let's review again. Lo Yishma makes no difference. Shtei Chatzeros Pesach Beinehem Ve'erva Kolachas Liatzma, and each courtyard has made among themselves a separate Erev, and now one courtyard wants to relinquish their rights to the other courtyard. V'lo Yishma Erev Yachad, or they all join together, and in the case they will be, if they all join together, it means a specific case where one person forgot. He's really alluding to it. It's going to be explained in detail in this case in a moment. The Mishnah right away tells us it's going to be the case. Let's say they did do the ideal thing. They all joined together in one group Erev. The goal was they should be allowed to carry from one bungalow colony to the next, with no limitation whatsoever. But one Shemazel forgot. And this one Shemazel forgot, he's now a problem. The entire community, both courtyards, are no longer allowed to carry from one to the other. So, if he wants to rectify the situation, we would not know what the halacha is in this siman, because this is a new situation. In the previous siman, we discussed the case of an individual relinquishing his rights to the members of his own courtyard. Here, we need to go the next step. We need this individual not only to relinquish the rights in his own courtyard, but to relinquish his rights to the people of the other courtyard. And that is the chiddush, the new halacha, the novel chiddush of this siman, is that relinquishment of rights works not just locally, globally. It works even for the residents of a different courtyard. The Mechaber explains, he deals with the Voshnei Yachad, Yechoyle kol achas, each individual, levatel reshus lechaver, to each courtyard, or each member, can be levatel even lechaver to the other courtyard. For what purpose? Lihiyosa, muteres l'shtamish va, so that you're permitted to carry in it v'loihi but not in its own courtyard. Now, what does that mean exactly? This is the Mishnah Berurah Yud. Those words, a little bit confusing. This statement is only going back on a situation of the, this is only going back on the two courtyards. This is what you asked before, going back on the case of the two courtyards. Yud, Mishnah Berurah Seif Katan Yud. This statement only makes sense when we refer back to the first case, when there are two courtyards and one complete courtyard wants to relinquish their rights to another courtyard. In other words, a group is relinquishing rights to another group. And what's the rule we learned in the previous simanim? A group can never in halacha be considered a guest by another group. only an individual can be considered a guest by a group.
Well,
but
why is that?
Because it's not a real bittul. It's as real as we need it to be for the halacha, but it's not a. You don't have a lawyer paying $500 an hour, $1,000 an hour, sitting writing documents, and you have real rights, and you're paying rents of $3,000 a day, and so on and so forth. It's just words. I'm a vatal marushus to you, you, you. Being that it's very weak, if we're going and to the onlooker, it doesn't seem like it's real. Because if I'm really a guest, how come you're living in your? How come if I'm really your guest? Why then am I living in my own private home, and I'm on my own driveway, and it doesn't look to anyone coming to visit this community that he's a guest. He's not a guest. He looks like he's a resident here. Now in halacha, we have a leniency. We consider you to be a guest. Chazal allow that when it's one person giving up his rights to a group, but when it's a group giving up their rights to another group, or one individual giving up his rights to another individual, that's already an abuse. It's an abuse of the halacha because it doesn't seem like it's real. It's real in the halachic world, but the halachic world also has to have a slight parallel in the real world. These are very abstract.
The thing we draw a line.
How far we let you do this? It appears to be like a subterfuge, like a legal loophole.
Legal fiction.
Legal fiction, right? So it's not legal fiction; it's the real thing. But because to an observer, it looks like fiction. Chazal took that into consideration, and they didn't want the halacha to become a joke, so they drew a line. Will allow an individual in halacha to be considered a guest if it's one to many. But if it's many to many, or even one to one, then we don't allow it 100, but we allow it, it works. But we don't allow it to the degree that we allow the guest to do exactly the same thing of that the host can do. We allow the host, it always will work to allow the host to do whatever they want. That we allow, always allow. We don't care about legal fiction. It works. If a group of people want to relinquish their rights to one person, it works. That one person is the one host. Everyone else is a guest. The host can do whatever he wants, but that's it. The guests can't do anything. The guests have given up. The host now is in control. That's where it's one person giving up his rights to a group, then the host, the group, can do whatever they want, and the guest is a real guest. The guest also can do whatever the host can do. So that's over here, that's what the Mishnah Berurah here is saying. This is over here, because over here, what triggered the Mishnah Berurah to make this thing was because here it says, that on that second line, Lios Muteres L'shtamesh Bo V'loyi. You, the guest, can't do anything. You, the guest, you're stuck. You lock your door and stay home the whole Shabbos and don't do anything. Don't do what you can do. Don't think you're even a guest. Why is that true? So the Mishnah Berurah says, that's true in the first case. Because in the first case, there are two courtyards. Two courtyards are two groups. So a group, when it relinquishes its right to another group, that's you. Then you're stuck. Lo hi, you can't do anything. But in the second case of the Mishnah Berurah, it wouldn't be true of the Machab. Because the second case is where it's one person giving up his rights to everyone in the two courtyards. Then, just like the hosts can do what they want to do, the one person also can do the same thing that the hosts can do. So let's read inside again with the Yud. Yud Lios Teres Bavlohi Koi Areisha Ahechel Shere Erva Kolachas Bi Atzma. Where each courtyard, a group, then the Mevatim Reshus Sam Shuv Oishem Lohitzim Yivatem Lohatzer. Because once a group relinquishes their rights, they have nothing they can do anymore. They can't. The heichas shach echad v'loy erav ubitul reshus lechulam chu levadoi aser v'chulam mutarim, and all the other people. The heichas shach echad v'loy erav ubitul reshus lechulam chu levados. He is not allowed to take from his home into the courtyard. But everyone else is allowed, and the Mishnah is not telling us, but the halacha is also that this individual is also allowed to do what they can do. Okay, but that's the basic halacha. Let's go back to the Mechaber. I'm reading now. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the very top. Five lines from the very top, towards the beginning of the line. Loishna, another example of where you can mevatel the reshus of one courtyard to another. Loishna shtei chatzero zo lifnin mizo. Another case that we have discussed in the past. So we have two courtyards, and one courtyard is within another courtyard. The sugya of regel hoiseres bimukam. The only way the inner courtyard can get out to the free world is by trespassing through the outer courtyard. If the inner courtyard did not make an eruv chatzeros, so they have the status of regel hoiseres bimukayma. And when it's regel hoiseres bimukayma, it's a problem for the outer courtyard as well. So in this situation, shapnimis oiseres alachitzon, since they have right of trespass and they regel hoiseres, they ruin it for the outer courtyard. In this situation, the people of the inner courtyard have the ability, yochayla levata la reshusa. So in this situation, if it's already Shabbos, and now they are a problem for the outer courtyard, they have the option of being levata the reshus to the outer courtyard. Shaloi teshtamesh, they will not carry anything in their courtyard from their homes to the courtyard. V'loi tavro leha, ella b'shash tshuch lotzeis, the only time they'll walk through the outer courtyard, or even walk in their courtyard, is the only when they need to get out. Because walking is never a problem. The only time it's a problem and things become complicated is where you want to carry. You want to carry from your home into the courtyard. Then it shows that we have ownership. But to walk from your home into the courtyard, that is not a statement that I am undoing my relinquishment or I'm not giving up my rishus. Walking is not an issue. Walking you always can do. The only time you will go is when you need to walk out. And in that situation, when the inner courtyard relinquishes the rights to the inner courtyard, the outer courtyard, then the outer courtyard was made of his mutter. Period. Oh, another example. Oh, in Ervu Yachat. Another very simple example. Let's say the two courtyards have joined together in one large Eruv Chatzeros. Vinosnu Eruvam Bachitzoina. And the basket was put in the outer courtyard. We discussed this case when we learned this was discussed in detail, this halacha in the previous simonim. The basket was put in the outer courtyard. It was one, the goal was to create one large eruv chatzeros. And everyone contributed. One person forgot. Shemazel forgot. And one who forgot was someone from the inside. The shachach, echa me'apnimis. And someone from inside forgot. The loy eraf, did not contribute. So what is the solution when Shabbos already has begun? Yochol levatel reshuso dahainu sheyevatel reshuso luchol echa mibnei hapnimis. He relinquishes rights to everyone in the inner courtyard. And here is the novel point of this simin, the explanation of the beginning of this simin: v'gam luchol echa mibnei hachitzayna, and also relinquishes his rights to everyone in the adjacent, the outer courtyard. Bittul Rishus is not just locally, it also can work for the outer courtyard. The Yehu Levadi Osar, in this situation, he alone will not be allowed to carry from his home to the courtyard because he has given up his rights in the courtyard. The Chula Mutam, and everyone else in the inner courtyard, the outer courtyard, will be permitted once again to carry from their homes into the courtyard and so on and so forth. Okay, so that concludes this idea, this Yisod. Yeah.
The first thing Courtyard A, relinquish its right to Courtyard B.
Okay.
And could they do that an hour before Shabbos is over?
Yes, makes no difference. Yes.
They could do it
anytime during Shabbos.
So they can carry the whole Shabbos, and then an hour before Shabbos, relinquish their right to
B. Right, and then from that point onwards, they can no longer carry, but the people of Courtyard B can now carry into Courtyard A. Yes, correct. Yes,
even.
Well, but wait a minute.
We're going to learn about that soon. Coming up soon. Yeah.
Are we talking about a case if the Hatzer Panimi...
He's talking about a different case. He's talking about a case, two separate, very, very beginning. Two separate courtyards. Each one has their own exit. The beginning of the Mechaber spoke about there are two courts, A and B. A has an exit to the Rishus Rabim. B has an exit to the Rishus Rabim. One does not prohibit the other because they're completely independent. Then we discussed a new case where the inner courtyard's only way of exit is through the outer courtyard. That's a different situation. That's the sugya of regel hoy service b'mekoyma. They want to rectify that on Shabbos by relinquishing their rights to the outer courtyard. Now let's go to another story. Shor halacha yesh bitl reshus l'churba. So this will finish with the easy halacha. There is bitl reshus l'churba. Now churba means a ruin. The churba means, let's say, in between courtyard A and courtyard B. Previously we discussed the case where there are two courtyards and there's nothing in between. The two courtyards are connected. What happens if in between courtyard A and courtyard B there is an open area? And the open area is a churva, is a reshus that no one's living there. So we would think that this that Chazal allowed, it's a triple chiddush. First chiddush was you can relinquish your rights in your own courtyard. Chiddush number two, you can relinquish your rights even to the adjacent courtyard, not only my courtyard, to the next courtyard. That also included a chiddush that an entire courtyard can relinquish their rights to another courtyard. But what about relinquishing your rights to a reshus called a churva? Churva is not a courtyard. It's missing walls. It's an area which is shared by a group of people. And we learned that there are certain let's just see with words, then we'll see Mishnah very quickly. Yesh bidl even the churva. What does that mean? The Mechaber explains she'im. There were two homes. The churba beinehem, and in between the two homes, not quite the two homes, there was a churba between them. Sheishal shnei, that belongs to the jointly owned by both them. V'shachu v'lo ervu, and they forgot, they did not make an eruv. Yachol echol levatel reshusa lechavero v'liyoso mutibo, so that this friend can be permitted to carry into the churba or to use the churba in a way that is permitted. What was an example of a churba? Avir. You're not necessarily allowed to carry in a churva if it does not have the walls, the full walls, but a churva you're allowed to carry, we learned this in the previous manim, by spilling your garbage down through the airspace. But that's only where it's exclusively your reshus. But if this reshus is shared by two partners, then you need an eruv chatzeros. So do we allow one of the two partners to be mevatel, relinquish his rights in the churba? Maybe when Chazal instituted this chiddush, this very great leniency, think about it, it's a very great leniency that on Shabbos you can relinquish your rights. Maybe they only instituted this in a courtyard. And even if you want to say you can relinquish to another courtyard, but not in a churba, no, even in a churba. Let's see, the Shabur will stop, the Shabur Yud Zayin. Yitzayin v'loy amrinon shaloi hekelu chachamim bebitul reshus ela bechotzer shalifnei abotim shabohu ikert hashmisham kamash malon. Even in a churba, in all of the various situations where you are allowed to carry in a churba, which is a lesser reshus, does not have the full status of a reshus hayochid, even there Chazal allow you to relinquish your rights to your partner, to allow him to do there what he would normally only be allowed to do if he had with you an eruv chatzeros. Okay, so we'll stop here with Dalit.